You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Welcome, and once again, happy Mother's Day. You guys, shout it out. The mothers, y'all don't have to say nothing. We're going to say it on three. One, two, three. Happy Mother's Day. Glory, glory, glory. Just give me a minute. That was good, wasn't it? Man, his presence manifested in such a way. When that group going to get back together, Jay? Hey, we got work for them. Yes, sir. We got work for them. All right, guys, I'm doing a teaching called The Incredibles. Y'all know The Incredibles? Anybody saw The Incredibles? The movie The Incredibles? Now, that's the mom of The Incredibles. Now, you see her on the far left. She's on the phone. That's her answering the call. You know, any of y'all mothers ever got a call about your children? Yeah, she said, Curly said, oh, yeah. That one on the left where she on the phone, y'all see that frown in the head? That's concern. And then see the one on the bike, on the motorcycle? She got a call and she needed to get there. So she said, it by any means necessary. If I got a scoot, I'm a scoot. If I got a ride, motorcycle, I'm a ride. Y'all see that one on the far bottom? That's the report card where she found a message that she got to call the school or call somebody and correct the issue. I'm not lying on anybody. Then you see that one up at the top by the S? That's her reaching out and grabbing somebody out of trouble. Any of y'all's children ever been in trouble? Any situations you had to reach out and grab them, Lisa? Then let's see. You see that one on the far left? Well, I'm saying it from my side, in front of the bike wheel. That's her running to the situation. Y'all, your mothers, y'all ever had to run to the situation? The Incredibles. But when I'm talking about The Incredibles, it was a movie. And this woman, Elastigirl, yeah. So that means she had to stretch to make sure she took care of things. And they got this one scene where a plane blew up, and she had two children, so she had to make a decision, sir, which child she going to grab. So she just reached out because she elastic woman, and she grabbed both of them. How many of y'all had to grab both of them? They say it's not a choice, but mothers will sacrifice themselves to make sure that their children live. So let's talk about what mothers are. This is pre-COVID. So I got stuff to add to it because of the COVID. Right, James? I got stuff to add to it. So mothers are teachers. Now, they just didn't know that during COVID, they were going to be real teachers. That's it. They didn't know. But before COVID, they were teachers. They were nurses, and I'm talking about to loved ones. I'm not talking about professional, but they went professional. They went to a professional level. Let me mind my business. They were doctors. Dr. Curly. Now, me and them are talking to you. They got children. Have y'all ever noticed that when your children get sick, they don't ask for daddy? Am I lying on anybody? Am I the only one that... Thank you, Will. Thank you, Will. Appreciate that. So what happened? They got this video on YouTube, and it shows the child hanging out. Anybody seen the child hanging out with dad all day? Because mom at work. And as soon as he says, daddy's, mommy's home, mommy drove up in the driveway. The child ran all the way around the bend, down the block, around the curb, so he can get to mama. So if daddy was so good, why he running to mama? I'm just saying. So you know, mothers are doctors. It's something about a mama's rub that just soothes things. Y'all know that. You do, though, right? Mom psychologists. Some of them went to school for it, but some of them was taught on the spot. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Taught on the spot. I know Curl and I would kick each other. I'll tell you, when Jazz and Tamika would say special stuff, we were like, okay, don't say nothing right now. You know, but you know what, with Curly telling me, back off, back off. You know what I'm talking about, Brandon? They were counselors. So they went from psychologists to counselors. Because, you know, psychologists, you got to go deep into the issue. But counselors, you can just get right in on it. Let's fix it for right now. Let's put a Band-Aid on it for right now. They were coaches. And they would say stuff like, you can do better than that. They would, you bring them your report card, and they wouldn't talk about the A's, would they? What'd they talk about the A's? James, what'd they talk about the A's? Where would they go? Well, what about the C right here? And then you thinking to yourself, well, what about all those A's? See, that's coaching. Then they were chauffeurs. They always, and I don't know how people do it with four kids. You know, you only got one car. And each person never took class at the same time. They never took sports at the same time. They're chauffeurs. They're disciplinarians. Anybody ever been disciplined by your mother? Yeah. Okay, amen, amen. That's a, don't want to say plethora of times. That's many times. But since the COVID, they are mediators, especially since everybody's home. The dad's home, the children home, and everybody want to look at a different TV station. They're supposed to be doing work. They're supposed to be doing what they're supposed to be doing, homework. They're timekeepers. They juggle multiple schedules. Don't y'all juggle multiple schedules? I mean, y'all got a lot of stuff going on. Am I lying on anybody? Okay, all right. They're unemployed because, see, the decision had to come up where one parent had to stay home and train the children and help them with their lessons. So 9 times out of 10, the mom said, okay. So now they're unemployed, but they still got the same attitude. I'm hoping. Can I hope and I pray? They budget masters because when one left the job, the mom left the job, then they still got to work with the less money to do more. Am I talking to any mothers? Raise your hand if I'm talking to you. But you didn't complain about it. You complained about it a couple times. Say a couple times. Say deep breaths. They're taking deep breaths. Then they're solution driven. You come in with a broken arm, your mom will look at you and she'll say, well, you got one that's still working. That's a solution, right? Now I'm going to date me. Tim, where you at? Where Tim at? I don't know whether you guys knew, but in our time, we didn't get stitches. We got sut. Anybody know what sut is? Raise your hand. You know what sut is. I appreciate it. Sut is you got a wood stove, and all the things that come from the wood stove, you end up with something that look like black dirt. Huh? It is dirt. Dad said it is dirt. And so when I got cut, you know, I'm outside trying to cut some wood. And I cut my thumb right here. Cut it right here. I mean, all the way down like here. And so what happened is I'm running in and bleed. I think it's important. Mom just go downstairs, get a spoonful, and put it in there. It stopped the bleed. Amen? Never had to go to the doctor unless it went deep. You know, you can see white meat. No, let me keep on going. But all I'm trying to say is they're solution-driven. You bring them a problem, and they're going to have an answer for you. Those answers they gave you kept you out of trouble if you listened. Who didn't listen and got in trouble? Raise your hand. Everybody ought to raise their hand because none of y'all listen to your mom all the time. I see two people not raise their hand, but that's all right. But they're solution-driven. They develop personalities. Y'all know your parents ever, your mom ever talk to you? And to say, I mean, how many of y'all got attitude and walked away real angry? And what did you say? You better come back here. Who was told come back here? Don't you walk away from me, come back here. And how many times y'all had to walk to get it right? She said 2 times. Who can be three? Who on three? Who on three? Can I get 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 4, 4? So all y'all done tell me y'all did it right the first time. But they would bring you back at the same spot. And they would watch you walk. If you walk too fast, then they knew you were still mad. Come on back here. But they were developers of our personality. They were shapers of our attitudes. Uh-oh. When you went to complain about that meal, they told you better be thankful because what they add to it? Because somebody somewhere didn't eat. Or they bring up about other countries. So, boy, you better eat that chicken. Or, girl, you better eat that fish. You better be thankful. Oh, our first impression of God's love was through our mothers. How do we know that? Because that was the first voice we heard. They went to the doctor, and the doctor told them until they got the pregnancy test. You know, so you would go, and the doctor would say, yes, yes, you're pregnant. And whether your mom rejoiced or didn't, there still is a God that will say, I'm excited that you were born. I knew you were going to be born. But that was our first impression of God's love. And a whole lot more. Would y'all say a whole lot more? But since I only got half now, I got to make it quick. But what I want to talk about, the main message today is stress and motherhood. Can y'all repeat that one? Stress and motherhood. So in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 29, in the message it says, are you tired? And if y'all say yeah. Oh, so I got spiritual people. They not tired, okay? So to the people that are tired, I'm going to talk to you. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion or relationships? He said, come to me. He said, get away with me. Uh-oh. That means you got to separate what's going on. Can the child be by themselves for a little while you get away with him? Are there things you need to share with him about what you're going through, what you're feeling? I was going to say, get away with me and you'll recover your life. Uh-oh. So you mean to tell me that in order to get my life, I got to lose it? I got to lose the way that I think, lose the way that I see it. And I got to come and start to spend time with him? Because you do know that in Corinthians, it talks about evil communication corrupt good manners. So look at the opposite of that. That means good communication increases good manners. So if I want to be better than I am, I need to hang around with someone who already has what I'm believing for. If someone don't handle their children or their situation or their relationship, if they are not operating in the motherhood that God gave them or being a mother, then nice, appreciate your comment, but that's okay. I want to hang around with somebody who got it. I remember Reverend Lester from a previous church, Richmond Christian Center. And Reverend Lester, he would talk about, you know, we would ask some questions because we were getting ready to have children. And he said, well, you know, you put them in bed at a certain time. And I said, what do you mean a certain time? He said, well, if you put them in bed at 8, what he would do is he would press his child, put his hand over the child so the child couldn't get up. Because y'all know we all tried to get up, right? We need a drink of water. We need to use the bathroom. We heard something outside. And he said, you don't be rough. Just put your hand on them. And so when they go to pull up, they meet your hand. And say, over time. So I would talk to Reverend Luster about children because I saw how he raised his. Now, that's all I got to say. But God saying right here, Jesus saying, I'll show you how to take a real rest. That 20-minute nap didn't work. A real rest. What happens as mothers if you can take a rest while you up? What happens as mothers if you can have a restful attitude in the midst of child trials and tribulations? I'm just talking about what he's saying. Because, see, next month is Father's Day, so I'm going to tell y'all about fathers. But today I'm talking about mothers. So Matthew, I'm going to continue with it. He said, walk with me and work with me. Uh-oh, here it is right here. Watch how I do it. Have you asked him how he do it? Have you been as mothers, have you been in situations where you just need to ask him, Lord, what would you do? How should I approach this? And he goes on to say, learn the unforced, mothers can use some force, can you? Y'all head to sometimes. But sometimes, sometimes men think like this. The best way to fix anything is a hammer. When what you might need is just something soft. Amen? Okay, let me keep on going. All right, learn the force of rhythms of grace. Grace is unmerited favor, meaning that I didn't get what I should have got. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. So what he put was what you can wear. Then he goes on to say, keep company with me. So don't just visit every now and then. Stay with me. And you'll learn to live freely and lightly. So mothers, I'm talking to you. Is that a place you want to live? So I'm going to talk about 4 steps to overcoming stress. And this is for anybody, but especially for moms. 4 steps to overcoming stress. And some people saying, I'm not stressed. Don't even turn to them. Don't even look at them. Just say out of your mouth, that's a lie. When your output exceeds your input, that means when you're giving away more than you're getting in, your upkeep, meaning your mental, physical, and emotional health, will be your downfall. So don't wait till you're falling to ask for help. Ask for help before you fall. Ask for rest before you are exhausted. So number one, and I'm going to get all four of these too in 15 minutes. Number one, identify your stressors. What's stressing you out, moms? What's stressing you out? Is it the bills? Is it the marriage? Is it the relationships? Is it your children? Is it you got too many things on your plate? Number two, I'm going to explain each one. Candace, you know I'm explaining, right? Stop beating yourself up and get help. How many moms beat themselves up? So, see, yeah, y'all spiritual. Okay. Just two moms beat themselves up. Okay, I'm going to go to number three. Really turn to God. Not think about turning to God, but really turn to God. And number four, self-love. The world calls it self-care, but God told me to call it self-love. Because, see, life is a lot easier when you can love yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, how are you going to love your children, love your relationships, love what you do? So let's look at number one. Identify your stressors. And this is real time. Take notes. Real time. Answer questions. Proverbs 24, verse 27. Do your planning and prepare your fields before building your house. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So if you're getting ready to get a new house, or you're getting ready to get your first house, or you're getting ready to get an apartment and you live with your parents, you got to plan the thing. Plan it. Well, what do I need? What do we need when moving to an apartment or a house? We got to have a bed. Money. Food. She say food.
At least one pot and one pan.
One pot, one pan. What else? But he said, before you do that, plan it. Plan and prepare. So, mothers, I'm talking to you, what do you need to plan? What do you need to identify as your stressor? So, I gave you a part for it. List your stressors. What's stressing you out in relationships? Now, I'm talking about whether you're married or whether you're single. What's stressing you out in your relationships? What about your home? What's stressing you out? Are you trying to clean up every single moment of every minute? Do you ever sit down and just chill out and let the dust settle? I didn't get an answer. Roslyn, do you just let it settle?
No,
she said no. Okay, all right. So we're going to identify her stresses. What about your career? What's your plans in your career? Is that your stressor? Are you trying to go to the top when you need to just rest for a while? Have you been offered a promotion that you know on the inside is not for you right now? What about your ministry? Uh-oh. Are you in five ministries and you only need to be in one? All right, I'm going to keep on going. So did you list your stressors? But this is the question. This is it right here. Are your stressors self-imposed or external driven? Who say self-imposed? Raise your hand if you're self-imposed stressors. All right. Self-imposed. So that's a stressor. That means I'm placing it on myself. External driven, it means Billy Bob and Sally Joe come in. Mama, I forgot to do my project. Okay, I'm going to keep on going on that one. So I'm asking you, moms, what are your priorities? What are your priorities as you look at your stressors? What should they be? What are your priorities and what should they be? And the best advice you can get, the best person you can ask about this is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what are my stressors? What are my priorities? Number two, stop beating yourself up and get help. This is things I hear mom says. I'm not the perfect mom. Anybody ever say that? I'm not the perfect mom. Ashley, I appreciate your honesty. When nobody else raised their hand, Ashley raised her hand. She said, I just want to get it out. I'm not the perfect mom. What does the perfect mom look like? What's that show before y'all time? A lot of y'all time? Leave It to Beaver. They came home dressed up. The mom even wore dresses in the house with heels on. Come on, man. Dresses. Come on. You're going to do chicken and come on, make soup and you got a dress on? That's not the perfect mom. The Cosby Show, not the perfect mom. I gave my children McDonald's instead of a home-cooked organic meal, Roslyn. All right? Organic. Before organic came out, Roslyn came out with organic. Yes, sir. Amen? Amen. I think she's smiling through a mask. I think she is. If she's not, security. But that's the perfect mom. I let them play video games instead of insisting on them doing homework. Any mom ever did that? I got one. There it is right there. There it is. There it is. I see one in the back. Just let it ride sometime, y'all. Can you do that? Can you just turn your head every now and then? Don't let them get used to it, though. Uh-oh. I took a nap instead of cleaning. Any mom ever did? Took a nap instead of cleaning? And you know somebody interrupt you, right? One of the children knock on the door. Somebody knocks on the door. My wife was getting a massage yesterday in the house, and I had to, my credit card was in, my wallet was in the room, and I needed to go somewhere. But I say, if I knock on the door, I interrupt her rest. Jazz, I did good. I fought the temptation. And I waited till she was, when that massage person opened up the door, I ran in. But I ain't say nothing. I was quiet, Sharon. I was quiet. Just take a nap. When the last time you took a nap? Give me some timelines. Nicole, when the last time? You get ready, raise your hand. When the last time you took a nap? 2 days ago, all right? Who else? Mom? Sharon, you can holler it out. Yesterday, all right? How long you sleep?
About
10 hours, okay, all right. All right. It started out as a nap. And then she woke up this morning. A month since you took a nap. Okay, so I know you irritable. No. Go ahead.
Every night, but I haven't taken a nap.
Okay, she sleep every night, but she hadn't taken a nap. All right, I'm keep on going. Philippians, we're talking about stop beating yourself up and get help. Philippians 3:13, it says, no, dear brothers and sisters, see how I got sisters in bold? Talking to the mothers. Have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. If you miss something, move on. If you forgot something, move on. If somebody else was involved, apologize and still move on. You got to make a decision, guys. You got to live in the future because the past is not where he wants you to be. Oh, let me straighten that out. The past is not where God is. Because, see, remember, he plans things ahead of time. He plans where you should be and where you're going to be if you make that decision. In 1 Peter chapter 5, we're still talking about stop beating yourself up. So be content with who you are. Uh-oh. So if you're tall, how are you supposed to be? If you're short, how are you supposed to be? See, I know what that feel like. But anyway, but you got to be content with where you are. Because if you're not satisfied with where you are, why should you be given more? You want the new job, but you're not thankful for the one you have. You want a new house, but you don't clean this one up. You want a new car, but you can't even get in it. I'm just talking about, okay, all right now, all right now. All right, I see. I feel resistance. All right, let me keep going. And tell us, don't put on airs. People know who you really are. But we put on airs, right, Cor? We put on airs, it's like, if you're around people that dress a certain way, then your walk is different. You try to pull out your best stuff. Just be who you are. God's strong hand is on you. Mothers, you got to understand and recognize that. Be willing to receive his strong hand. He'll promote you at the right time. But you know, mothers, what can be frustrated is your timing is not his. So what he wants to do, he knows there are slight adjustments that you haven't received. But he knows the right time. My daughter in New York, she's going to send her testimony in about when we prayed for her to be accelerated. And how God positioned, not in her timing, but in a time where certain things had to be passed that would cause increase to be over and above. I'm just talking about my father. I know I'm talking to mothers, but I'm talking about my father. Y'all can know him too if you want to. And it goes on to say, live carefree before God. He is more than careful with you. So everything that he planned a way for us to live in it. Not just moms, but everybody, to live carefree. I remember, and I shared this with you guys before, about a time when Curly and I were going through some financial issues. And he took me to a vision. And he showed me sitting on a step. And at this step, I was mailman. They carried the mail. And God was sitting behind me. And I'm sitting on the step. And I'm playing with this truck. Tonka trucks. Any of y'all remember Tonka truck? They don't break. I don't even know where they still make. They don't break. So I'm playing with this Tonka truck. And this mailman comes up to me. And he hands me a thick thing of mail. And all of my bills. Say bills. And as soon as he handed it to me, I handed it to my father who was behind me. And I continue to play with the toy. See, that's what God wants you as mothers to do. Continue to play with your toys. I don't care what they are because I know they're not Tonka trucks right now. They're probably a computer or Facebook or something like that. Continue to play with your toys. But live carefree. Number three, really turn to God. Not talk about turning to God. How many times have we even talked about turning to God? How many times have we did? We took it back. Took it back. Spencer, we took it back. Remember I asked you in number one, consider what your stressors was, right? So remember one of your stressors. Where is God in that situation? Did you give it to him or you took it back or you didn't trust him? Where is God in the situation? That's a real question I want you to ask. What is God telling you to do? Uh-oh. You prayed about it, but answer this question. Are you ignoring God or listening to him? What you doing? Because you asked him to be a part of it, but he told you to do this. Are you ignoring him? Are you listening? What's the worst thing that can happen? Mothers, I just want to assure you, I know it's true. Prayer changes things. Prayer can change your children. Prayer can change your marriage. Prayer can change your career. Prayer can change your increase. Our two daughters are who they are because we prayed for them. Amen. I never thought I'd see the day. She in the praise and worship. She talking about praise and worship all the time, Jasmine. So I know prayer work. Mika's at a place where she's resting. Children are starting to go to college. Starting to get raises, promotions. So what's the worst that can happen? God can answer your prayer. Oh, look at that as the worst that can happen instead of what you see with your eyes. I'm talking to moms. What am I telling myself about this situation? They won't change. They'll be the same. The marriage will never work. I've been believing God, and it's still jacked up. So what are you telling yourself? Are you agreeing with what God said? Have you found a scripture so that you can tell yourself when the other thing tries to manifest? Are you standing on something? Let God's word be yes and amen. Anything else is sin. Don't add anything else to it. Are my emotions or wisdom driving this decision? Because if it's your emotions, if you're mad, then what you going to do? Mad things. But if you're using wisdom, you'll know when to be quiet, when to speak up, when to step back, when to step forward, when to lay hands. Y'all ever had to lay hands on your children? Proverbs chapter 3, 5 through 12 says, listen for God's voice in some of the things you do. Does it say some of the things? They say everything. Me and Big Money cooking dinner. And Chris, where you at? We cooking dinner for mothers today. So y'all best believe we asked God, what did he want us to do? You know what he told me? Y'all ready for this? You ready, Sharon? You ready? He told me, I want you to buy the food. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He buy the food. Now, Corey, he can cook. Chris, he buying drinks. But see, we talked to God about this thing, Buzz. We talked to God about it. So he said, you go get the chicken, but let them already cook it. While you're there, they have vegetables. Get them. So see, I'm not doing it based on my emotions. I'm doing it off of wisdom. Ain't nobody going to be looking at me and say, who cooked this? So he said, listen. This is what Proverbs said. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, I even asked them which place I'm supposed to go get the chicken. One place I know I'm not going, and I thank God that he told me not to go, because I tried them out last week. Didn't go well. And we got to be on our game, mothers. He's the one who will keep you on track. So he told me where to go. Then Tom, it's up to me to go where he told me to go. He told me last night, he said, get up. I said, what? He said, get up. Because see, mothers, you know, y'all do an awesome job. So he said, you need to get up and put your lights up. See, I got lights up. She already saw them this morning, but they wasn't lit up. I had them cut off. So I got up, put my lights up, because he knows how precious time is. Y'all understand what I'm saying, right? Okay. Proverbs, keep going. Don't assume that you know it all. See, he told me, get up. Run to God. Don't let him be your last runner. Let him be your first runner. You run to him first. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. See, I can be renewed because I did what he told me to do. You can be renewed because he's telling you where to do it, how to do it, where to do it, and when to do it. Your very bones will vibrate with life. That's how they're going to do once they eat our meal, right? Yes, sir. They're going to be vibrating. Ooh, boy, that thing was good. But this is it right here. The world calls it self-care. God told me to call it self-love. What do you need, mothers? What do you need? See, you serve everybody else, but now it's your time. But don't just let today be your time. Let tomorrow be your time. Let the next day be your time. Let the next month be your time. What do you need? Y'all ready for this? I want all mothers to repeat after me. No. Y'all ready? On three. One. Two, three, no. What did that feel like? What did it feel like? Now I want y'all to say it low. No. Can you say it on three? One, two, three, no. Which one felt better? The loud one. Why did the loud one feel better? Because you've been holding that thing in. Try it for a day. You're going to freak your children out, your husband out, your relationship out. No. Take naps just because. You ain't even got to have a reason, Candace, why you want to take a nap. Just take a nap. Sharon didn't have a reason for the 10-hour nap. This year, she just like disappeared. Just take a nap. But mothers think they got to give excuses for stuff. They got to tell you why it's going on. Because they scared that something going to happen to the house while they sleep. Spend time with people. I'm just talking about self-love. Do you love yourself enough to spend time with people you enjoy? If you don't enjoy them, don't spend time with them. Or limit the time. Say limit. Spend time with people you enjoy. Y'all read this one together with me, mothers. Eat foods that you enjoy in moderation. So what does that mean? Eat them. Eat what you like. That last night, what I did, yeah, y'all know my issues. Curly cooked sweet potato pie. What do you think I did last night? That's it. I went downstairs, put it in the refrigerator, let it get all nice and cool, because she like hers hot. Me and the cats came down the stairs about 12 last night. Eat foods that you enjoy. What kind of foods you enjoy? And don't let cost be a deterrent. Because see, mothers, what they'll do is they'll sacrifice everything else so the children can eat what they need. Tell the child, look, you're going to eat Happy Meal, I'm going big. Make more time for yourself. And guys, stop making excuses for why you can't make it. Why you can't give yourself more time. Stop making excuses. Don't be a critic. Be a student. Doing something fun just because. When last time you did something fun? I'm serious. When last time you did something fun? Was that an indication that it hadn't been done in a while? I'm listening. Well, what hobbies you like? It don't have to make sense to nobody else. It's your hobby. Y'all shout some hobbies out to me. Knitting. What is it? Fishing. Shopping. Cooking. Painting. Get into it. But get the right tools. That's what we've learned about the construction. If when you have the right tool, you know, it's just easier to do it. Right, Ed? Right, Tim? It's just easier to do it. When you need this size saw and you get this size, it's not fun. You know, you just, and see, you know, when it's Father's Day, we can talk. Because see, then James, we can go out and deal. We can go out and get the tools we need and blame it on that. Now, y'all know what I'm talking about. The only store my brother Tim turned me on to, Harbor Freight. That's the only store I've ever been to where men are grinning inside the store. I mean, they be grinning. They be walking. They be walking in it. They just happy. So back to mothers. Back to mothers. What game you want to play? Freak your children out. Grab the video game from them. Grab the controllers from them. Say, sit down and let me play. You're going to freak them out. I'm talking about enjoy your life as a mother. Go to events. Where you want to go to? Where you want to see? See a movie. And don't care if your spouse don't like the movie. Go by yourself. Right, Todd? Just go by yourself. Get your own popcorn and stuff. I'm just talking about, why are you waiting till Mother's Day to have fun? Why are you waiting till Mother's Day to enjoy your life? What happens if you do it every day? Now, check this out. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. Now, I need to make sure you get an understanding. Because God's word is multidimensional, you know you can read it today, read the same thing tomorrow, and it says something different because you grew in 24 hours. But a lot of times we read scriptures as if it's pertaining to others. But what happens if it's pertaining to us? So when I read the scripture yesterday and the Holy Spirit and I was talking, he said, so chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion. Have you ever tried being compassionate with yourself? Now, I've heard people say in counseling, you know, I'm compassionate with other people, but not for me. I'll forgive other people, but I won't forgive myself. But according to what he's saying, he said, what about compassion for yourself? The next time you are tired, the next time you miss it, show compassion on yourself. What about kindness? I show kindness towards them, but what about kindness towards you? What about humility? You ever thought about doing it towards you as moms? What about quiet strength? Well, you just step back for a little while. You know you got the power to overcome. But just step back. You know you have the power. Say, moms, I have the power. What about discipline? You know you can do it whenever you want to. But do you give yourself that grace? Goes on to say, and regardless of what else you put on, because women make sure they dress now. Am I lying on y'all, women? Oh, that was real weak, boy. I tell you, that was real weak. Boy, anyway, I know women love to dress because I know my wife's closet. But he's saying, make sure you wear love. You can love somebody else, but what about you? When is your turn to love you? Stop comparing yourself to how other people look. It's your basic all-purpose garment, meaning that you think you got to have this on to leave the house. But he said, never be without it. And that's never be without love. Never be without love, yourself. Now, I have this issue that I want to show that this one, self-love, that's the one you got to pay attention to because that's the one where you get what you need. When you're dealing with self-love and all the things that go along with that, that's where you got to reach out the strongest because I'm sorry to say, but if you don't love yourself, you can't love somebody else because whatever's on the inside of you is going to be projected onto them. But I want to bring up this young lady that sought that self-love out. And I want to show you that this is one of the most important things is to get help so that you can have victory in your life. And God can take you to a different place. And that lady is none other than our daughter, Jasmine Dennis. It's okay.
Thank you. Good morning. So on February 20th, we found out that we were pregnant. We were very, very, very excited. On March 27th, we had our first doctor's appointment. We go in there, we're so excited. And all of a sudden, the ultrasound tech says, I can't find a heartbeat. So she left the room to go get the doctor. And immediately we started putting on worship music. We're singing in there. We're like, you're Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And the doctor gave us a list of ways to conclude the pregnancy. Like she automatically was like, it's over, right? But we knew it wasn't over. So we told her, you know, give us a few weeks. We want to see if things progress. Because, you know, sometimes you could go too early and they can't find the heartbeat. So through all the prayers, all the worship, unfortunately, in the end, I had to get surgery to remove the tissue. But although we were okay with it because we know who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, amen, we know it wasn't God. So I noticed that I was starting to get depressed, and I was really sad. I kept replaying the thought in my head that this must be punishment from the abortion when I was a teenager, right? But that's not true. So I'm going to speak to you guys in worship lyrics, okay? So in Sea of Victory, it says, the weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. And I remember I had to ask Pastor, I said, I thought since we were Christians that the weapon would be formed against us, but it wouldn't prosper. But I felt like in this situation, the weapon came and it prospered. Pastor looked at me with tears in his eyes and he said, the weapon was meant to take you out, but you're still here. And that's how you know it didn't prosper. So, like I said, I felt myself drifting into a depression. I was constantly crying, and everything would make me cry. Do y'all know there's pregnancy everywhere? I mean, commercials, TV shows, no matter what I turned on. We were watching Chicago Fire the other day. The first two scenes, a lady getting an ultrasound. It's like, really? So I was constantly reminded, and I was crying, and Corey would hold me at night. And that reminds me of another lyric. And goodness of God, it says, in the darkest night, you are close like no other. I was sleeping in the middle of the night. In the middle of the day. I didn't feel like cooking or cleaning my house. And one day, Bella, my cat, and I were listening to a song by Maverick City called I Thank God. And it says, get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. So I decided that it was time that I have a counseling session. And for all those that know me, I hate counseling. I'm like, another session. I've been in counseling all my freaking life. Like, really? Another session. So I made the initiative. I called Pastor. I was like, I think I need a session. So y'all ready for this? In the session, God told me that whenever I sing or worship, my babies are singing in heaven. The one from when I was a teenager and the one that we just lost. So when I'm up here worshiping, it's just me and him and my baby singing. And when I asked God what he wanted to give me in return, my eyes were closed, right? And I saw a bright reflective light. You ever seen a pool and when water hits it and you see how the light reflects like that? And he gave me the word radiance. He said, my radiance lights up everything. I can't escape it. It's everywhere. I could be at work and I see radiance in my water. Shell, can you hit that clip? I see it everywhere. I see it in the windows. I see it. That's my water on my desk. That's what I saw. It's radiance. Can you show the sun? That's what I wake up to every morning. It's everywhere. And can you show the next clip? That's my face. That's what I wake up to every morning. That's the sunlight hitting me. That's his radiance. I can't escape it. It's everywhere. And you know God has a sense of humor, right? And the radiant light, it reminds me of a sonogram. You've seen the sonograms move like that? And he changed my pregnancy glow and gave me a spiritual glow. Amen. And so the end result, just like in the song Sea of Victory, he took what the enemy meant for evil and he turned it for good. And just like in Goodness of God, it says, because your goodness is running after me. It's running after me. So guess what? My worship is more intense. It's increased my relationship with God. And now we know what to pray for our next successful pregnancy. And so in conclusion, with every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
So don't tell me what our Father won't do. So during this process, I'm teaching y'all about the three battles. Remember that? And I'm standing up here every time and sharing the goodness of God, talking about my Father when my daughter and her husband are going through this. And there's other things going on in our family. But who else are you going to turn to? This is a real question. Remember when the disciples decided they were going to run away, and one of the disciples said, well, who else has eternal life? And eternal life is just not salvation. Eternal life is a lifestyle. But I'm telling you guys, he all we got. But he's all we need. So I had to explain that thing to Jazz. Radiant is your identity. So when you show up, radiance is there. When radiance comes, it has the answer to situations and circumstances. But see, we got to know who we are. And everything filters through radiance for her. What's your identity? What did he give you that you got to hold on to? He called me his best. So when I get calls from clients that says, can you deal with this paranoid schizophrenic? Yes. Because if I'm at his best, I don't have to say no. That's my identity. That's who I am. Who are you? So, Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for this Mother's Day. Because my wife and I was talking. And my wife said to me, she said, we got to get Jazz a Mother's Day card. Because she's still a mother. She's still a mother. That's her listening to God. So there's situations out there, guys, that who else has eternal life? You can't get it in drugs. You can't get it in alcohol. You can't get it in women. You can't get it in men. You can't get it in your career. You can only get it from one source. So while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, well, let me go back for a second. I want to pray for moms. Moms, would you mind standing up? Stand to your feet. And if you're out there and you're watching, just get up out of that bed. Just stand to your feet if you're a mom. And I'm going to pray this prayer. And I'm just thanking God because he's the one told me to write it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I release your truth and your freedom to these mothers. That in you, there is no condemnation because they walk in your spirit. Since they receive your freedom, they will no longer condemn themselves about what they didn't do, how they messed up, how they should have done this and they didn't do that, what they didn't give, what they couldn't afford. There's no condemnation in them anymore. There's no condemnation, Father, by them comparing themselves to other mothers, to other mothers' children, to other mothers' sizes, to other mothers' shapes, to other mothers' careers, to other mothers' abilities and talents and skills. Because they are no longer comparing themselves because guilt and condemnation is no longer their lifestyle. They will be pleased with how you made them, and they will grow from that. Today, Father, they release all their shortcomings. Guys, I want y'all to repeat after me. Today, I release all my shortcomings, mistakes, failures, and I receive your perfection that you created me in. Because your perfection is a place of rest, not a new demand. Father, we thank you. Mother, continue to repeat after me. Father, we thank you that this Mother's Day, we choose to focus on your unconditional love, which requires no performance to receive and live in. We thank you in advance that your word cannot return unto you void, but it must accomplish that which you please. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And I want mothers to stay where you are. Holy Spirit, now that they have received no condemnation but your perfection, but they will rest in your perfection. You told us that if we give something away, you will give us something in return. So wherever you are watching, you are included in this. So Holy Spirit, what is it that you want to give these mothers since they gave you condemnation? guilt and comparison. We thank you in advance. In Jesus' name. So y'all just shout it out. What did he give you? And those in the comment section, just put it in there. What did he give you in place of what you just gave him? Freedom. Who else? Peace. Acceptance. Peace. Reckless love. Comfort. Rest. Friendship. Can you say a little louder, Shay? Strength. Someone online said strength. Understanding. Wisdom. Thank you. Another word online was strength.
Another word online, peace and joy.
Peace and joy. Patience. A sense of accomplishment. A fire. These are the things that God is giving them in place of what they had. Now repeat after me, mothers. Say, Jesus, I thank you. You didn't add any work to that. So would you mind showing me how to operate in what you gave me? In Jesus' name, you may be seated. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you in advance that I can't go to anybody else for salvation. Nobody but you, because you're the only one that died and was raised from the dead for me. So I thank you that this Mother's Day, one of the gifts that I want to give my mom, I'm talking to those who don't know Jesus, is salvation, because she's been praying for me for years. So I'm talking to that little boy, that's a man, that little girl, that's a woman, those little children that know that something is better than what they have right now. So I'm asking you to repeat after me. Those in the congregation, I'm just asking you to be in agreement, and that's the reason why you are repeating. Not because you're accepting Jesus for the first time, but because you know him. So repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I call on your name now, Lord Jesus. I ask you to come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Therefore, according to your word, I am now saved. In Jesus' name.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.